praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your provisions. We thank you for giving us breakthroughs. Thank you for victories we have received from you. Thank you, Father. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your great love that is producing signs and wonders in our lives and situations. Thank you for your great power fighting our battles. Thank you for making ways where it appears there is no way. Thank you, Lord, for controlling the affairs of our lives to agree with your will and purposes for us. Thank you for frustrating the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for using the same events and situations that the enemy meant for our downfall to lift us up and to beautify our lives. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the limitations you have removed from our life and from the journey of our lives. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for making impossible things become possible. We thank you for destroying the arrows the enemy fired against us. Thank you because before the arrows reached us, you destroyed them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for a promise of a great future we have received from you. We thank you for you have revealed to us great plans you have for us. We thank you, Lord, because you have set ahead of us glorious destinations. Thank you, Lord, because you have set us on a journey that will lead us to where you want to take us. And we also know that where you are taking us is a place full of glory and greatness and beauty. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your faithfulness and commitment to us in this ministry. Thank you for always answering our prayers. Thank you for always helping us. Thank you for always strengthening us. Thank you for always meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Lord, for how you have healed our sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for how you have delivered us from deadly attacks. Thank you for how you have delivered us from demonic oppressions, possessions. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for what you are going to do among us tonight. Thank you because you are going to frustrate and perform your vengeance on our enemies. You're going to defend your will in our lives with great power. Thank you, Lord, because we shall see your mighty hand work wonders in our lives tonight. Thank you, Father. Lord, I hand over this prayer session to you. have your way in this place. Do wonders. Do mighty miracles. Help your people. Save your people. And let your name be forever glorified in every life. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I trust him to do wonders in your life. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs. And after that, we shall go into prayer points. Now, let's sing the song, if you know it. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he owns my future, my life is worth a living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone, because I know he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Hallelujah. 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 Almighty God. Hallelujah. El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. The Lamb of God. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. He's worthy. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Worship the name of the Lord. Begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him with the whole of your heart. Praise Him from the depth of your heart. Praise Him. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords. Worship the Ancient of Days. Worship the I Am that I Am. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship your Maker, your Father, your Lord, your Savior. Worship the God of gods. Worship the Rock of Ages, the Rock of Israel. Worship Him for He's a good God. Worship Him for He's great. Worship Him for He's mighty. Worship Him for He's good. He's merciful. He is kind, He is loving. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship your Father, your Creator, your Lord. Begin to worship Him. Father, we worship You. Most High God, we worship You. King of glory, we worship You. Rock of Israel, we worship You. Miracle worker, we worship You. Lord of hosts, we worship You. There is none like You, Father. We praise You, for You are the Lord. We praise You, for You are highly exalted. You are highly exalted far above the heavens. You are highly exalted far above the earth. You are highly exalted far above everything and everyone. Far above every realm. Far above every government, far above every nation, You are highly exalted. You are highly exalted. King of Israel, we praise You. King of Israel, we praise You. Nashagihate Subashaganya. Mighty God, we praise You. O God of the beginning and the ending, we praise You, Father. 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 Nashesha Shilia. We praise You, Father. Neshada Kiasza. We praise You, Father. Father, we praise You. Lord, we praise You. Ancient of Days, we praise you. Most High God, we praise you. King of Glory, we praise you. King of Kings, we praise you. Lord of Lords, we praise you. Emmanuel, we praise you. O God of heaven and the earth, God of kings, God of the angels, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You are highly lifted. You are highly lifted up. There is none like you, and there will be none like you. We worship you, Father. Your glory is above all. Your name is above all. Your strength is above all. Your authority is above all. Your dominion is above all. Your greatness is above all. Your power is above all. Lord, we worship you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you will still do. Oh God, we worship you. Oh God, we worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Continue to thank him. From the depth of your heart, thank him. Thank him for everything he has done in your life. Praise him, for he is worthy. Praise him, for he is your God. Praise him, for he is your creator, he is your maker. Praise him practically. Open your mouth and praise him. Do it with the whole of your heart. Lord, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Jesus, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. We lift you up. We exalt you. Hallelujah. 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 Yahweh, we praise you. Hallelujah. El Shaddai, we praise you. Hallelujah. Elohim, we praise you. Hallelujah. Elihon, we praise you. Hallelujah. Most powerful God, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Nashagala Kasaladia. We praise you, Lord. Nihashe Sanadia Lashida. We praise you, Lord. Mashona Dishelea Katana. We praise you, Lord. Mighty Savior. We praise you, Lord. King of Glory. We praise you, Lord. Lord of Hosts. We praise you. Miracle Worker. We praise you. God, our Defender. We praise you. God, our Provider, we praise you. God, our Savior, our Healer, our Deliverer, we praise you. We praise you, O God of Israel. We praise you, O God of Israel. Thank you for everything. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have worshiped and preached and given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer. Yeah, we're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer. I want you to thank God for what he's doing in your life, in your family, in your environment. Yeah, because if the Lord has not kept certain people in your life in perfect peace, or in peace, you might not be at peace. If certain people in your life are not at peace, you also might not be at peace. Yeah, so that is why you have to thank God for what He's doing in your life and in the life of people in your life, people in your family, and even in your environment. If your city is not at peace, you will also not be at peace. If your country is not at peace, you will certainly not be at peace. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for what you are doing in my life and in the life of everyone in my life, in the life of everyone in my family, and even in my environment, even in the place I live, even in the country I live. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for everything you are doing. Thank you for everything you are doing in my life and in the life of the people in my life and in the life of everyone in my family. Begin to say, Lord, thank you. 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 Say, Lord, thank you for what you are doing to preserve, to protect, to keep everyone in my life, to keep them in health, in good health, in perfect health, in perfect peace. Thank you for what you are doing to preserve my life from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you for what you are doing to preserve my life from destruction of the enemy. So, Father, thank you for what you are doing to preserve me from accidents, to preserve me from untimely deaths. Thank you for what you are doing, even to preserve the people in my life from accidents, from untimely death, from deadly diseases, from contracting infectious diseases. Thank you for everything you are doing to help me and to help everyone in my life. Thank you for what you are doing in my country, in my city, in my environment. Thank you because there is no chaos in my environment. Thank you because there is no war in my environment. Thank you, Lord, because no one is missing. Thank you, Father. No one is kidnapped in my family. No one is hospitalized. No one is imprisoned. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are going to pray some prayer points. And after that, we will look at the scripture we have been using. Just some few prayer points, then we'll continue with that scripture in Psalm 36. Yeah. I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens open and let the power of God come down to enforce the will of God in my life, to enforce the will of God upon my life and situations. You're going to say, let the heavens open and let the power of God come down right now to enforce the will of God upon my life and situations, upon my days and activities and daily activities. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Now let the heavens open. Now let the heavens open. Let power fall. Let power fall. Let power fall. Let power fall. Now into my life. Let power fall from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Let power fall from heaven. Let power fall from heaven. Let power fall from heaven to enforce the will of God upon my life and situations and upon the affairs of my life. Let the heavens open and let power fall from heaven. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens open. 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 In the name of Jesus, let the heavens open now over my life, over my environment. Let the heavens open now over my life, over the affairs of my life, over my days, over the daily activities in my life. Let the heavens open now and let power fall. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let power fall. Let power fall in the name of Jesus. Let power fall in the name of Jesus. Let power fall. In the name of Jesus, 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 right now, continue to pray like that. Say, let the heavens open over my life, over my family, over the affairs of my life, over daily activities of my life, and let the power of God come down to enforce the will of God upon my life and upon the situations of my life. Let the power of God come down right now to enforce the will of God upon my life and upon the situations of my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God terminate every activity of darkness and demons going on in my life. Jesus, let the anger of God terminate and destroy every activity of darkness and demons going on in my life, going on against me, going on to perform evil in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Neshiha tasasala, mashiga tehende shalia, tesuhande shebeliakata, nashaben hala susana shiala, Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God terminate and destroy activities of demons, activities of darkness going on in my life, going on against me, going on against my success, progress, going on against my health, going on against my rising. Let the anger of God destroy them all. Let the anger of God terminate them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I come against everything that God has not planted in my life. Let them be uprooted by fire of the Holy Ghost. You're going to say, I come against everything God has not planted in my life. Let them be uprooted now by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come against everything God has not established in my life. Everything God has not approved in my life. Everything God is not doing in my life. I come against everything God has not planted. Let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Everything happening to me that is not of God. Everything happening to me that is against the will of God. Everything happening to me that does not agree with the mind of God for my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I come against whatever God is not doing in my life. Whatever God is not doing in my life that is happening to me, whatever is happening to me that is not from God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Whatever is happening to my finances that is not of God, whatever is happening to my health, whatever is happening to my marriage, whatever is happening to my career, whatever is happening to my calling, to my destiny, to my ministry, that is not from God, I come against them now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them. Let the fire, thank you, Lord, of the Holy Ghost uproot them. Whatever is happening to my family that is not of God, let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I disconnect my life and my days from demonic calendar. I'm going to say, I disconnect my life and days from demonic calendar, and I connect my life and days to the divine calendar, to the heavenly calendar. Now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I disconnect my life. I disconnect every day of my life from now till I leave this earth from demonic timeline, from demonic calendar. I connect my life to the heavenly calendar, to the divine calendar, to the calendar of God for my life. I connect my life to the program of God for my life, the program of God for my days. I connect my life with it now. In the name of Jesus, I connect my life and days with the calendar of heaven. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, I connect my life and days with the calendar of heaven. I disconnect my life and days from the calendar of darkness, from the demonic timeline, from the satanic program. I disconnect my life. I disconnect my days. I disconnect the affairs of my days, the activities of my days from the calendar of demons. I disconnect my life and the activities of my life, and I disconnect my days from the calendar of Satan, from the calendar of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life and everything that happens in my life with the calendar of God. My life shall fulfill the divine will of God. My life and days shall fulfill the divine program of God for my life, not the program of Satan for my life. In the name of Jesus, my life shall henceforth, thank you, Lord, fulfill the program of God for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we are still praying. You're going to pray like this. I'm going to say, I command the manifestation of the promises of God that are meant to happen to me now. I command them to happen now. Yeah, I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to say, I command the manifestation of the promises of God that should happen in my life now. I command the manifestation of those promises now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I command the manifestation. I command the manifestation. I command the manifestation of the promises of God that are meant to happen to me at this point in time. In the name of Jesus, I command the physical manifestations of the promises of God for my life, for this present time, to appear now. In the name of Jesus, I command the fulfillment of the promises of God for my present time, for my life, for this very moment, for this very time I am, for this very day I am, for this very month, for this very week, for this very year. I command the physical manifestations of the promises of God for my life for this present hour, present time of my life, for this present age of my life. I command them to begin to appear right now. I command them to appear right now. The fulfillment of the promises of God for my present life, for my present time, for my present age, for my present days, I let them appear now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I command them to appear now. In the name of Jesus, the manifestations, physical manifestations, physical fulfillment of God's promises for this present time of my life, for this present.
Forgive us for being in a hurry with our lives. We all lead such busy, busy lives. Forgive us for not giving you time. Because we know that our strength comes from waiting on you. So right now we take this moment to wait and receive your strength.
Yeah.
We're not in a hurry, God.
I was saying that we have just one more prayer point before we go into the scriptures. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the journey of my life going to say, Father, let the journey of my life begin to align with your divine program for my life. You're going to say, Father, let the journey of my life begin to align with your divine program for my life before I was born. Let the journey of my life begin to agree, begin to align with your divine program for my life before I came into this world. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the journey of my life begin to agree with the plans you had for my life before I was born into this world. Shehate shimala lishida. Hida shigasa salashida. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Father, let the journey of my life begin to agree with the plans you had for me before I was conceived in my mother's womb. Let the journey of my life begin to agree with intentions, with the plans you had for me before I was conceived in my mother's womb. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that, and also pray that in whatever way the journey of your life has diverted from the divine plan, you're going to say, Father, reconnect me with your plan. Reconnect the journey of my life with your plans. In whatever way I have diverted, in whatever way I have missed the way, Lord, reconnect me back to your plans. Reconnect my journey back to your program. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to say, Lord, let the journey of my life align and agree with your divine program for my life before I was born into this world, before I was conceived in my mother's womb. In the name of Jesus, whatever I am doing now that is outside of your divine agenda for my life, Lord, remove me from them and connect me with your plans. In the name of Jesus, in whatever way I have missed the way, in whatever way I have been diverted from your plans and your program, oh God, reconnect me back now with your original plan for my life before I came into this world. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, reconnect me back. Thank you, Lord. Reposition me with in your own way, where your plans for my life will be fulfilled. Lord, reposition me to walk in your own ways, where your plans for my life and destiny will be fulfilled. So, Lord, reposition me to begin to follow your will, which is where and how your plans for my life will be fulfilled. Reconnect me back with your agenda for my life, with your plans for my life. In whatsoever way I have been following my own plans and I have removed myself from your plans, oh Lord, in your mercy, reconnect me back to your plans. The plans you had for me before I came into this world. In your mercy, oh God, reconnect me back. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're going to look at the scripture in the book of Psalm 36. Psalm 36. I'm opening to the place. Psalm 36. Yeah. I'll be reading from New Living Translation, and we have dealt with verse 1. Now we are going to look at verse 2. Psalm 36, verse 2. It says, in their blind conceit, they cannot see how wicked they really are. Yeah. The writer of this psalm or scripture is describing the wicked people or the wickedness of wicked people. Yeah, which are sinners. So he said in verse 2 that in their blind conceit, they cannot see how wicked they really are. They cannot see how wicked they really are. Yeah. The most dangerous place to be is in darkness. Yeah, the most dangerous place to be is to be in darkness, or is to have your life covered with darkness. The more you are in darkness, the more you will be caught, or the more you are far from God, cut off from God, because God has no friendship with darkness. Yeah, so you must be careful to ensure that your life is covered with the light of God and not with darkness. You must be careful to ensure that you are not living in darkness, but you are in the light of God. For this is where real life is. Yeah, I'm still going to explain some more details about being filled with darkness or being covered with darkness. I want you to place your right hand on your head. Now, you're going to say, blood of Jesus, flow upon me and terminate every darkness covering my life, covering my environment, covering my mind, covering my thoughts, covering my spirit. Say, blood of Jesus, flow upon me, destroy every darkness upon my life, every darkness upon my mind, every darkness upon my spirit. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, blood of Jesus, Nashihaka Sigela, blood of Jesus, flow upon me. Blood of Jesus, flow upon me. Blood of Jesus, flow upon me. Continue to pray like that. There is power in the blood of Jesus against every darkness, including the strongest darkness. Begin to pray. The blood of Jesus flew upon me. She had a sagashira lavala. Blood of Jesus flew upon me. Destroy every darkness covering my life. Every darkness upon my mind. Every darkness upon my spirit. Every darkness upon my soul. Every darkness upon my body. Upon my environment. Blood of Jesus flow upon me and destroy them all. Begin to pray like that. Say, blood of Jesus flow upon me. Nashasagata Shemanadi Shialala. Thank you, Lord. Say, blood of Jesus flow upon me. Destroy every darkness covering me, every darkness covering my spirit, covering my soul, covering my body, covering my mind, blood of Jesus flow upon me and destroy them now. Cut them off. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. I decree by the authority of the Lord in my voice, in my mouth, that every darkness covering your life, covering your mind, covering your spirit, come out now in Jesus' name. Every darkness that has swallowed up your entire being, swallowed up and filled your entire soul, spirit, and mind and body, I command that darkness to lose its hold over your life by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The kind of darkness that you are dealing with at this time, yeah, is a darkness that transforms people. I used to say that in my teachings, the kind of darkness that you are dealing with is a darkness that transforms people. It transforms people to become wicked, to become unrighteous, to become ungodly, to become enemies of God, to become disobedient. It transforms people. So that is why you are not to stay long in darkness. I don't know why Christians would know that they are not doing well spiritually and they will be comfortable with that. I don't believe in that kind of Christianity. You know that you are not doing well spiritually. You know that your relationship with God is not okay, and you are comfortable with that. And that means you are comfortable in darkness. Yeah, that is a failed Christianity. That is a fake Christianity. Yeah, you are going to pray. The longer you stay in darkness, the more you might not come out of darkness. Yeah, the more you might not come out, the more it will keep changing you into an enemy of God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire. I receive fire that cannot be trapped by darkness. I receive fire in my spirit. I receive fire in my soul. I receive fire in my body that cannot be trapped by darkness. Fire that will make me untouchable with darkness. Untouchable by darkness. Yeah. That's the way it is. You're going to say, fire that will make me untouchable by darkness. Let such fire possess me now. Let such fire from heaven possess me now. Fire that will make me not to be defeated by darkness. Fire that will make me victorious over darkness. Possess me now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nashihata sujala. Begin to pray. Say, I receive fire in my spirit. to rule over darkness. I receive fire in my spirit to rule over darkness. I receive fire in my spirit. Thank you, Lord. To rule over darkness, to overcome darkness, to oppress darkness, to rule over darkness. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire in my soul. I receive fire in my body to rule over darkness, to dominate darkness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive fire that will make me not to be trapped by darkness. Yeah, I don't know the English for that. So come, begin to pray. Say, I receive fire that will make me not to be trapped, not to be captured by darkness. Fire that darkness cannot touch. Fire that darkness cannot quench. Fire that darkness cannot trap. I receive such fire into my spirit right now. I receive such fire into my soul and body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. See, I receive fire. See, I receive fire. 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 I receive fire that cannot be trapped by darkness. Fire that will make me invisible. That will make me too difficult to be defeated. Fire that will make me, that will make it impossible for darkness to overcome me. Fire that will make me impossible to be trapped by darkness. Oh God of Israel, let such fire possess me now. In the name of Jesus, fire that will make me impossible, that will make it impossible for me to be trapped by darkness, for me to be defeated by darkness. Lord, let such fire possess me now. Let it possess my soul. Thank you, Lord. Let it possess my heart and mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I said that the darkness upon this present age is is transforming people. Not going to transform. Yeah, that's not the way to put it. It's transforming as many people it has trapped. So meaning that it's changing people to something different, something wicked, something sinful. And not that this darkness is gonna make you sin. Not that alone. What it does is that it makes it difficult for you to stop sinning. Yeah, this darkness makes it difficult for people to live right. So meaning that it changes them to something that cannot live right anymore. Yeah, that's what it does. The darkness upon this age changes people to something that cannot please God anymore. Something that hates God. Something that hates the will of God. Something that hates righteousness. That is what the darkness of this age does to people's souls. So you're going to pray again. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me with your might to prevail over the strength of the darkness of this age. We're going to say, Father, strengthen me with your might to overcome, to destroy the strength of the darkness of this age in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, strengthen me with your strength. Strengthen me with your might. Strengthen me with your strength. Strengthen me with your might to defeat the strength of the darkness of this age, to crush the strength of the darkness of this age, to destroy the strength of the darkness of this age. Lord, strengthen me with your might, for it is only by your strength I can overcome. For it is only by your strength I can prevail. For it is only by your strength I can be victorious. Lord, strengthen me with your strength to overcome the strength of the darkness of this present age. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, Father. Strengthen me, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, if you look at that scripture in Psalm 36, verse 2, it says, in their blind conceit, they cannot see how wicked they really are. It says, in their blind conceit, they cannot see how wicked they really are. So darkness has a way of blindfolding people from seeing their wrong. Yeah. Darkness can make you to feel like what you are doing with your life is right. How you dress is right. How you think is right. What you do with your body is right. So darkness will keep giving you reasons or suggesting to you that you are not wicked, that you are doing everything right. Yeah, and that you are righteous, you are pure before God. That is what the darkness of this age does to people. Yeah. It makes people feel at home insane or with sin. Yeah, it makes people feel at home with sin. It makes people feel happy doing what is wrong, even what God hates. It makes people feel happy and joyful doing what God hates. That is what the darkness upon this age does. You're going to pray. I don't know the life you are living. Yeah. I can't see your life except God open my eyes. Yeah, to see. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every darkness that is making me to feel at all with wrong things, with sin, let your fire destroy them now. Let every darkness in my life making me to feel comfortable with wrong lifestyle, with sinful lifestyle, let them be consumed by your fire. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let every darkness in my life making me to feel comfortable with wrong lifestyle, with sinful lifestyle, be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every darkness that is painting unrighteousness as righteousness, Every darkness that is painting what is wrong as right to me. Every darkness that is making what is evil good to me. Lord, let your fire destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Let your fire destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness that has covered my life, that is making me comfortable with what is wrong, with what is evil, with what is ungodly, with what is unholy, with what is unrighteous, with what is dead, what is spiritually dead. Oh God of Israel, let your fire destroy them. Let your fire destroy them right now, in the name of Jesus. Let your fire destroy them right now. Every darkness that is making me to be comfortable with wrong lifestyle that heaven hates, wrong lifestyle that God hates, every darkness that is making me to feel good, living in sin, Lord, let your fire consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, the Christians that we know in some years back, they were Christians who cannot tolerate sin. Christians who have zero tolerance for sin and pollution and uncleanness and darkness. Yeah, those were the Christians we had some years back. But today, we now have Christians that are comfortable with sin. Yeah, and they see it as a normal thing. They don't even feel sorrowful that they just did something that is wrong. They don't feel sorrowful about it. They don't feel ashamed about it. They don't feel remorseful about it. Yeah, they just feel so comfortable, so calm. Yeah, that is darkness. It is darkness that made you feel like that. Usually, anytime you do what is wrong to God, you will feel it in your soul that you have offended God. You will feel it in your soul that you have sinned against God. But if you can no longer feel that sorrow, the Bible calls it godly sorrow. If you can no longer feel that sorrow when you do what is wrong, then you are under darkness. You are under the possession of darkness. You are under the influence of darkness. So you're going to pray again. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let fire fall and destroy every darkness on my life that is making me feel comfortable with what makes you uncomfortable. Every darkness that is making me feel comfortable with things that offends you, with things that hurts you, with things that you hate. Oh God, let that darkness catch fire right now. Destroy such darkness with your fire. Begin to pray like that. Nasha sadi galashada. Masha sadalashigala. In the name of Jesus, every darkness on me that is making me feel comfortable with things that offends you, God, with things that makes you angry, with things that makes you uncomfortable. Lord, every darkness making me to be comfortable with darkness, with unrighteousness. Lord, let your fire destroy them now. Let your fire destroy them now. Let your fire destroy them now. Every darkness making my body, soul, and spirit comfortable with sin, comfortable with pollutions, comfortable with unrighteousness. Lord, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, I want to feel your hatred for sin. You're going to say, Father, I want to always feel in me your hatred for sin. I want to always feel in my soul your hatred for evil, your hatred for unrighteousness, your hatred for darkness. Lord, I want to always feel it in my soul. Help me, God. Help me, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still in verse 2. Psalm 36, verse 2. It says, in their blind conscience, they cannot see how wicked they really are. In their blind conscience, they cannot see how wicked they really are. Now, this tells you that darkness blindfolds people. Yeah, the more you are in darkness, the more you will be spiritually blind. The longer you stay in darkness, the more the eyes of your spirit, the eyes of your inner man will be blind. Yeah. Some of you are complaining of seeing the enemy oppressing you in your dreams, seeing the enemy attacking you. Yeah. It's because you are in the realm. It is because your spirit is in the realm where the enemy is more powerful. When your spirit is in the realm of God's light, it will be difficult for you to be attacked in your dreams. Yeah, I'm just exposing a mystery to you now. Well, it's not a mystery anyway, but to some of you, it might be a mystery. Now, when your spirit is in darkness, it will be very easy for the enemy to attack you in the dream or through dreams. Yeah, but the higher your spirit goes in the light, the more it will be difficult for the enemy to attack you in your dreams. But if your spirit is a little bit in the light and a little bit in darkness, yeah, you will still be attacked often. Sometimes you might not be attacked, but sometimes you will still be attacked. So the best position your spirit should be is in the light, in the fullness of God's light. The best place your spirit man should always be is in the light and in the fullness of God's light. And that is how it will be difficult for you to be deceived. That is how it will be difficult for you to be oppressed by the enemy. And that is how it will be difficult for you not to see spiritually, you will always see. God will always show you things he wants you to know. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, lift up my spirit. Lift up my soul from the depths of darkness into the depths of God's light. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, lift up my spirit. Lift up my soul from the depths of darkness into the depths of God's light. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Right now, fire of the Holy Ghost, raise up my spirit from the depths of darkness, thank you, Lord, into the depths of God's light. In the name of Jesus, raise up my spirit, for it is written that I have been raised up with Christ, and that I am seated in Christ in the heavenly places. Therefore, fire of the Holy Ghost, raise up my spirit, lift up my spirit from the depths of darkness into the depths of God's light. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let my spirit be removed. Let my soul be removed from the depths of darkness into the depths of God's light right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I have said it before, that the activities of your soul, the activities of your mind, will determine the condition of your spirit. What you do with your soul, or what happens inside your soul, inside your brain, your mind, what happens with your emotions, feelings, will determine the spiritual condition, the spiritual state of your spirit. Yeah, so and that is why the Bible says every time you are carnally minded, the Bible says you will die spiritually every time you are carnally minded. And that also means you will be in darkness. Yeah, there's a connection between darkness and spiritual death. So when you are spiritually dead, it means you are in darkness. And when you are spiritually minded, when you are not carnally minded, then you will automatically be in God's light, which is also the same as life. Yeah, if you read John chapter 1, yeah, from verse 1 downward, you will see that the Bible says that the life that Jesus gives us is the same as light. Yeah. So which also means that death is the same as darkness. If life is the same as light, then death is the same as darkness. So which I'm referring to spiritual death. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree an end over every activity in my soul that is multiplying darkness in my life. Every activity my soul does, everything my that happens in my soul, that is making me to go deeper in darkness, that is making darkness stronger than I am, I decree that it end right now. I decree that it end right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I bind every activity going on in my soul, going on in my heart, going on in my mind, that is making darkness stronger than me, that is multiplying darkness in my life. I decree that the hand now, I bind such activities now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mashi, hallelujah. Every darkness in every activity in my soul, making darkness to prosper in my life. Every activity that goes on in my mind, every activity that goes on with my mind, every activity that goes on in my soul, that is making darkness to multiply upon me. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost terminate them all right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. In the name of Jesus, whatever my soul does on daily basis, that is making my life to sink deep into darkness, let our hand come to them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, just as I have said, that the longer you stay in darkness, the more you become blind. And not only blind spiritually. I mean, not only that you become blind spiritually, you also become insensitive. You will not be sensitive to your spiritual environment. Yeah, don't think that your environment is what you see. Don't think that the environment you have is only what you can see with your physical eyes. Yeah, there is a lot going on in your environment that you cannot see with your physical eyes. In fact, what you cannot see, how will I put it now? What is going on in your environment that you cannot see is far much than what you can see. Yeah, I don't know if you get it. Yeah, what is happening in your environment right now, even right there where you are right now, where you are listening to me right now, what is happening in your environment that is unseen is more than what is happening that you can see. Yeah, so that is why you must be in the light. To be in the light is to have your spiritual eyes opened, and to be in darkness is to have your spiritual eyes blind. Yeah, that is what it means. When your environment is filled with darkness, you won't see anything except the light comes in. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your light come upon my life. Let your light come upon me. And let it lighten up the spiritual environment of my life and destiny. Yeah, I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, Father, let your light come upon me. Shine your light upon me and let it lighten up the spiritual environment of my life and destiny, that I may see what you want me to see, that I may know what you want me to know. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Shake hake sashnerea. And deco jalab tiasanana. Gashashada dake katashnerea. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, let your light fall upon me. Let your light fall upon me. Shine your light upon me. Shine your light upon me. Shine your light upon me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Something is happening as you're praying that prayer. Say, Father, shine your light upon me and let it lighten up my spiritual environment. Let it lighten up my spiritual environment. Let it lighten up the spiritual environment of my life, the spiritual environment of my physical environment, the spiritual environment of my house, the spiritual environment of my location, the spiritual environment of where I am living, the spiritual environment of where I work, the spiritual environment of my career, of my marriage, the spiritual environment of my destiny, the spiritual environment of my calling. Lord, let your light shine upon me and let it lighten up the spiritual environment of my life and destiny, that I may see what you want me to see, and that I may know what you want me to know. Let all the environments of my life, calling and destiny be lightened up by your light right now in the name of Jesus. Let them be lightened up by your light. Let them be lightened up by your light. Let them be lightened up by your light. The spiritual environment that surrounds me, Lord, visit them with your light and lighten them up now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Another thing that you need to know is that you can have light, but it's not strong. You can have light, and then it's not a strong light. Or maybe I should say, it is possible that you have a light that is not strong. It is a light, but it is not strong. Yeah. So it is not enough to have the light of God shining upon your life. But it is enough when you have the light of God shining in the fullness of its strength. You know, just as the sun shines in its strength, you know, in the afternoon, you will see the sun shining in its full strength, such that you can't even lift up your eyes to look at the sun. And sometimes the sun shines so strongly that it starts burning up your skin. Yeah, that is what I'm talking about. So you can have the light shining in your life that is not strong enough. Yeah, so it is important that the light that you have is strong. Yeah, because if it is not strong, it can be quenched when it encounters a darkness that is very strong. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. If the light that you have is not strong, it can die when it encounters a darkness that is very strong. Yeah, that and that is why some people, despite the fact that they have been Christians and they fast and they pray and they do a lot of spiritual exercises, but yet the enemy still oppress them. The enemy still rule over them. Yeah, it's because they have a light that is not strong. Yes, they have a light, but that light is weak. Yeah, is weak. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your light that is in me begin to shine in the fullness of its strength till I dominate darkness till there is no darkness left in me, till there is no darkness left in me. Let your light in me shine with its full strength, yeah, till it dominates all darkness, till it rules over all darkness, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let your light that is in me begin to shine in its full strength. Let your light that is in me begin to shine in its full strength. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. As the sun shines in the fullness of its strength, let your light in me shine forth in the fullness of its strength now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that, till I dominate all darkness, till no darkness is found in my light, till no darkness can near my light. Lord, let the light you have placed in me begin to shine forth in the fullness of its strength, in the name of Jesus, till it rule over all darkness, till it dominates all darkness. Let your light in me rise and shine forth in its full strength, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the light of God in me rise, oh God, and shine in the fullness of its strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that I know about the light of God is that it cannot shine in its full strength if you are always in the flesh. Yeah, it won't. Maybe I should use the word it won't. Yeah, and not it can't. It won't shine in its full strength if you are in the flesh and not in the spirit. Yeah, if the flesh in you is not dead, the light of God that will shine in your life will be limited. So it's more like saying that the more dead your flesh is, the more the light of God that will shine in you will, the more the strength of the light of God that will shine in you and through you will be. So if your flesh is dead 50% or 40%, the light of God will manifest. It's going to be 40% or 50%. I mean, the strength of that light. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I hand over my flesh unto you for destruction. I hand over my flesh and its works and its desires unto you for destruction. Let me live in the Spirit. Let me live and walk in the Spirit. Let me begin to live and walk in the Spirit. Lord, let my flesh be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I hand over my flesh and its desires and its passions and its works unto you for destruction. And I receive grains to walk and live in the Spirit. Give me grace to walk and live in the Spirit in every day of my life. Give me grace, Father. Give me grace, Father. Give me grace, Father. Thank you, Lord. Give me grace, O God, to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit all the days of my life. Lord, I hand over my flesh, my carnal nature, my sinful nature, my Adamic nature unto you for destruction. And I want you to give me grace to live and walk in the Spirit all the days of my life, so that your light can shine through me in the fullness of its strength to rule over darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you look at that verse 2, Psalm 36, verse 2, it says, in their blind conscience, they cannot see how weakened they really are. They cannot see how weakened they really are. If you are not humble, you cannot grow spiritually. If you are not humble, you cannot grow in grace. If you are not humble, you cannot grow in light. You're going to pray. If you're not humble, you cannot even see in the Spirit. Yeah, you won't see in the Spirit. Because the Bible says God resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. To be humble is to help yourself. Yeah, it's not to help anyone, it's to help yourself. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, clothe me with the spirit of humility. Clothe me with the spirit of humility, that I may please you with my life, that I may please you with my life. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, clothe me with the spirit of humility. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, clothe me with the spirit of humility. I want to please you with my life. I want to please you with my life. I want to please you with my life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, clothe me with the spirit of humility. In the name of Jesus, clothe me with the spirit of humility. In the name of Jesus, I want to please you with my life. I want to please you with my life. Thank you, Father. Clothe me with the spirit of humility. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have 5 more prayer points, and we will round off the session. You're going to pray. God has great plans for your life. He has great plans for your life. And the devil also does have great, devil's plans are not great, but in their kingdom, it is great. In fact, the agents of Satan, they grow in ranks when they have successfully carry out their evil plans in people's lives. So the more they could carry out evil plans in people's lives, the more they grow in their ranks and in their powers. Yeah. So they see their own plans as great for your life. Yeah. So now God has plans for your life. Devil also has plans. Yeah, for your life. And which of those plans should you desire? God's plans. Of course, God's plans. Which of those plans should you want to prevail in your life? God's plans, of course. Yes, God's plans. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, from today onward, let my entire life be controlled by your spirit. Let my entire life be controlled and led and guided and directed by your Holy Spirit, so that all your plans can be fulfilled in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Begin to pray. When you are connected with the Spirit of God, it is certain that all the plans of God will be fulfilled. But if it is the spirit of darkness controlling you, it is certain that all the plans of the devil will be fulfilled in your life. So it is according to the spirit you are connected to, the spirit that is leading you, the spirit that is controlling your life. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, I surrender to the control of your spirit. I surrender my life, my entire life, to the control of your spirit. I surrender my entire life to the control of your spirit, not to the control of hunger, not to the control of hatred, not to the control of bitterness, unto the control of lust and pride. So, Lord, I surrender my life to the control of your Holy Spirit so that all your plans can be done in my life, so that all your plans can come to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus, that this is a very critical issue. So, Lord, let your Holy Spirit take full control of my life. Until the Lord have full control of your life, you cannot be sure that his plans for your life will happen for real. You can't be sure. Maybe few of his plans might happen, but a lot of his plans will not happen. So, Lord, I surrender my life to the control of your Holy Spirit. I disconnect my life from the control of evil spirits. Say, I surrender my life to the control of your Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit control me always. Let your Holy Spirit direct me, guide me, instruct me, lead me in all the days of my life, from this hour henceforth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. Now, in that verse, it said that they did not know how wicked they really are. Yeah, why? Because they have been deceived. So another thing that the darkness upon this age does is that it deceives. It deceives a lot. It deceives a lot. And a lot of Christians have been caught in this web of deception. And that is why their faiths are no longer working. When you have been deceived, or when you are in deception, your faith will not produce results. Yeah, that is why I'm very careful what I listen to. I'm very careful who I listen to, what I watch. Yeah. Because these are gates of deception. Yeah, and even if I'm listening to anything by chance, I don't let any of it enter into my mind. If it's not according to the truth, I don't just easily believe what I have not confirmed in the Word of God and in the Holy Ghost. So you are going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my life from every darkness that has been deceiving me. You're going to say, I disconnect my life. I disconnect my mind. I disconnect my spirit. I disconnect my soul from every darkness that has been deceiving me unknowingly to me. Every darkness has been deceiving me and I thought it is the truth. See, I disconnect from them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. It is deception when you don't know that it is deception. Yeah. Deception means that you believe a lie for the truth. Whether you had it somewhere or you yourself spoke to yourself a lie and it is not the truth, that is deception. you will not always know that it is lie. It will not come to you as lie. If it comes to you as lie and you believe it, even when you know it is a lie, that's another thing entirely. Yeah, I think that is an illusion. Yeah, but we are talking about deception. Yeah, say, Lord, deliver me from every deception, every darkness that has been deceiving me. So, Lord, deliver my soul from every darkness that has been deceiving me, every deception in my life that is not allowing my faith to produce results. Every deception in my life that is not allowing my prayers and fasting to work. Lord, deliver me from such deception. Right now, in the name of Jesus, if you are deceived, you will not know. That's the point. Except God open your eyes. So you can't say, Apostle, I am not among those that are deceived. How can you know that you're not among, except God open your eyes? Those that are deceived usually don't know they are deceived. And many of them have been deceived like that for years. I mean, for 20, 30, 40 years. And they think it is true what they have held on to, whereas it is not. Except God open your eyes, it will be difficult for you to be delivered from deception. Say, Lord, deliver me now. Say, Lord, deliver me now. Say, Lord, deliver me now from every darkness that has been deceiving me for a long time, unknown to me. Deliver me now, in the name of Jesus. Deliver my soul. Deliver my spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points.